Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation. Hi, folks. This is Andy O'Brien again for Audio Motivation. It's great to have you along today, and we are in for a real treat as we've been able to secure an interview with the iconic Ben Gay III, who is the author of the Closer series. World-famous series of books, cassette programs, newsletters, seminars. It's the most powerful book on selling ever written. Over 2 million copies have sold since it was first published in 1980. And it explains selling the way it actually is, not the way some salespeople wish it was. So it's great to have you on with us, Ben, because there's a lot of ground I'd love to cover on this podcast episode today. So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Andy. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, so let's just jump right in because I'm really curious to get your take on how social media has really, if you think it has, I think it personally has changed the way we sell in terms of being an entrepreneur, having a home business. It's just so different than it was even 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me jump in with one correction. You said we sold, I forget what you said, 2 or 3 million copies of the Closers. We'd sold 5 million when we quit counting 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. So that's a big difference.
Yeah, it is, because it's been through several publishers and printers and so on. After about 20 years ago, I realized they were starting to make up numbers. So I said, all right, let's decide on a number we could prove in court. That was 5 million. And I said, I'm done. So 20 years ago, we quit counting, but a lot of them are out there floating around. To answer your question about social media, it reminds me of when telephone selling became possible. It used to be to make a long distance call was so expensive that it was sometimes cheaper to get in your car and drive somewhere and make a cold call and hope it worked out. I know that sounds funny to today's people, but trust me, it wasn't. I grew up in the era when you called your grandmother twice a year. Then everybody, I was in Atlanta, she was in Massachusetts, and then we all stood around the phone and yelled because it was long distance. We were sure she couldn't hear us. So when it swapped to a lot of telephone work, people said, oh my God, selling will never be the same and so on. The only thing that changed was you didn't have to drive 50 miles to find out whether somebody would see you or not. And if a call didn't go bad, you didn't have to sit there and be polite for another 30 minutes. You could hang up, make another call, and be talking to a new prospect in short order. But the techniques of selling stayed exactly the same. They haven't changed radically since the days of the Yankee peddler hundreds of years ago. So social media is fantastic. If we'd had it when I was building Holiday Magic Cosmetics, what was then the world's largest direct sales MLM company in the world, I would now be benevolent dictator of the earth. Because we were running around, you know, talking to people, shaking their hand, driving to the house at night, picking them up, taking them to the hotel, showing them the meeting, trying to close them, driving them back home. That sort of we did well, to say the least, but it was a little cumbersome versus social media today. So social media enables you to get in contact with more people faster. I've probably been in direct contact. It's 10:07 a.m. on the East Coast, on the West Coast as we speak. I've probably been in contact. I don't mean that back and forth, but they know I'm alive with 10 or 15,000 people. Mentioning me, my public speaking seminars, my professional level selling seminars, the Closers books and all. In the old days, I could not have made 15,000 phone calls nor 15,000 car trips. Never mind do it all before I really got out of bed. I wake up at 5:30, turn on my cell phone, and start responding to things. So that's all new and exciting and different. Once you're in contact with them, selling is selling. There are some things that have changed and it's just structural grammar. I sort of smile and apologize telepathically to my English school my English teacher in high school, Miss Griffin, she taught me how to write and how to speak. So I owe her a great debt of gratitude. But her rules, I won the state writing championship with her coaching. Her rules today would bankrupt her and me, because people don't want to see a whole long page of text, for instance. They want to see it in bite-sized pieces. I say, give the reader, today's reader, thanks to the internet and iPads, the cell phone has the attention span of a gnat. So give them paragraphs no longer than 3, 4, maybe 5 lines, sentences no longer than 7, 8, 9 words. It's almost bullet point writing. And give them lots of opportunities to bail out, in other words, buy. In the old days, we would write a page of copy. Joe Carbo started that. Joe Sugarman perfected it, and I made millions of dollars off long text ads that told a story and got you involved and so on. And down at the bottom, either mail your check, or when I created the 800 industry for the world, call 800, blah, 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 and buy. Now, the sentences, I wouldn't do a full text like that on anything. It would be short, choppy paragraphs. And about every 4 or 5 paragraphs, it would give you an opportunity to buy. In other words, Mr. Prospect, if you've heard enough, click here and place your order. Or call 800, and I sort of alternate it, call 800 or click here or what have you, to get them to the point of action quicker. But what I say within that chopped up text is what I was saying face to face 52 years ago when I started in high level professional selling. So, yes, a lot has changed, the ability to connect. No, when it comes to selling, the rules of selling are still pretty much the same.
And following up seems to be a lot easier now, you know, instead of having to, it seems like you could follow up more times than you used to now, because it's so easy to get a hold of these people.
Sure. Whether you get a hold of them or not, the term has arisen, drip marketing.
Right.
Let's just use Facebook. I use a lot of different things, but let's use Facebook. Here's what my Facebook messages really say in Latin. Ben Gay is still alive, taking orders and doing seminars. I don't care what the subject is. That's what I'm saying. Hello, I'm here. So
that's great.
It may not be following up specifically to some conversation you and I had a week ago, but I keep saying I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, and I try not to be a nuisance. Well, again, back to social media, one of the problems with social media is it's so easy to do, and so many people are amateurs at sales and marketing. They think it's easy to do, so let's do it 5 times a day. I don't want to hear from anybody except my wife 5 times a day.
Right.
Or 5 times a week. I had to tell a person who's trying to get some business for us in the printing and translation field the other day. I sent him an email or responded to his text. I said, put me on the list of people that you send a message to once a week. And here's what I want the message to be. I'm still here and ready to help you, Ben. That's all I want to do. I don't need that. I have a system for following up with people I care about following up with. But in his case, I know he feels this burning need to reach out and contact people because he can. And I have a burning need to be left alone to prioritize my day and my week and so on and do what I want to be doing with my time. So he finally, there was about a 5-day lull, and then he sent me that exact message, and I sent a check mark back to him. In other words, I saw it, and I best not hear from him for another week. Cause that's all, you know, I don't mind him saying to me, hi, I'm alive and ready to serve you, but that's about all I want to hear from.
Now, what amazes me is that it's almost like it's the way it's easier now for everything, everything selling and prospecting and closing. It's almost like it lulls people into a false sense of security, as if they don't need to know the basic selling techniques that are, you know, have stood the test of time, and so they kind of take it for granted, the speed and convenience of it all. But then when they start experiencing rejection, they start to get a little anxious about the next time they have to ask for the sale. And asking for the sale, it seems like it really brings a lot of fear in people, people who aren't used to doing it. So what are some of the closing techniques that, you know, have stood the test of time and that can give people kind of a secure feeling knowing that they have these techniques in their arsenal? Does that make sense?
Sure. First of all, learn the basics at the risk of giving a cheap infomercial. The three best books on selling and closing ever written happen to have been one edited by me, the second one written by me, and the third one taken from my notes with J. Douglas Edwards. It's The Closers Part One, which is the red raw meat of selling, the kicks, the blocks, and the punches, selling the way we really wish it was, the way it really is, not the way we wish it was. Closers Part Two picks up where that leaves off and shows you what sophisticated people really do with that information. Cary Grant said, the old actor, said the secret of acting was not to get caught at it. That's also the secret of selling. And then I did a book for J. Douglas Edwards, the great sales trainer, after he died, but from his seminar notes and from my personal notes, he worked for me, from my personal notes from attending his seminars and so on. It was sort of the foundation of modern selling. And those three books are available on special for your listeners at stores, stores.ebay.com/Ronzoni Books, all one word, Ronzoni Books, Books. And if they go there, they'll see that three book set. There's other stuff there, but just scan down and find the three book set. That's what people say to me in seminars, Mr. Gay, I'd give anything in the world to know what you know about selling. I said, well, I got good news for you. It's $65. Go to stores.ebay.com/Ronzoni Books. But they don't want to, I mean, millions have, but many more millions have not, because what they mean is they want me to lay my hands on their head and zap them all the information so they don't have to study. You have to learn the techniques of selling. Now, to get in a position to close, the books I just laid out for you, I'm guessing, I've never added them up, but I'm guessing there's 700 or 800 pages of how to close there from different angles and different approaches and so on. Here's how my closing rate is 86%. On major sales. I don't count, you call to buy a book, that doesn't count as a sale or a close. But for seminars, coaching clients, consulting, ghostwriting, that type of thing, my closing rate, and when I'm selling other people's products, land in Arizona, corporate jets, whatever, my closing rate is 86%. Now, here's why. A, I know how to sell. I've treated it as a science for probably 50 of the 52 years I've been at it. The first two, I thought I was just too clever to have to learn anything. But shortly thereafter, I started learning and treating it like a profession. Here's what I'm doing when I'm selling someone. I'm getting them in position. It's in Closers Part Two in the last chapter. It's called Sales Infiltration. Best thing ever written about selling, bar none. Sales Infiltration, Closers Part Two, last chapter. It should be the first chapter in the first book, but I wasn't that smart back then. So what you do is you infiltrate their defenses. Infiltrate meaning to pass through without notice, to become a solution with them, not a mixture. Solution being it stays put. I become, instead of Team A, the salesman, who is regarded as a liar, cheat, thief, that's your opening position when you go into a sales situation, and the customer is devious and conniving and liars. All buyers are liars, I think is how the old phrase goes, and so on. So on that happy, with those two happy positions, we meet on the field of battle. Well, what I had to do was figure out a way as a Southern gentleman not to meet on the field of battle. I work with a vacuum cleaner company, who's, they still say it to a certain degree. I've read out as much as I can. They say no sales presentation is complete until you have the payment or the police have been called. Well, I'm a Southern gentleman. When the police are called, it means, I would assume, you've been asked to leave numerous times before they were called. I'm a Southern gentleman. You ask me to leave your home, I'm gone. You know, with a bow from the waist and see you around and sorry I bothered you. I'm not a hardcore wrestle them to the ground, grab their wallet kind of guy. So I had to figure out sales infiltration and give it a name so other people could remember wherein team A and team B blend into team C, which is owned and run equally by me, the salesman, and you, the customer. We together are looking for a solution for your problem. We have become friends. If I'm in your home, I've patted the dog and picked up your cat and complimented the kids and the pictures and so on. If I'm in your office, I've done similar things. But we've become buddies. And so it enables me to get into the position to say, Andy, based on what you've told me, here's what I suggest we do, fill in the blank, whatever it is. Pause, fair enough. Or, Andy, based on what we've discussed, and this is the only variation, it's either whether it's appropriate to say what you've told me or what we've discussed, it's usually a blend of both, but whichever one is closest to the mark. Andy, based on what we've discussed, here's what I suggest we do. I don't emphasize it like that when I'm talking to him, but I want your listeners to understand that it's now we. It's not Ben the salesman versus Andy the hapless customer who I'm about to beat about the head and the shoulders. It's based on what you've told me, here's what I suggest we do, blah, 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 blah. Pause. Fair enough. And fair enough has been around for centuries before I got here, but I brought it to the field of selling, and it's the when you've done the groundwork, the heavy lifting up front, it's the most effective close I personally have ever worked with, been aware of, or anything else. It doesn't leave them many places to go, but I don't. The reason, among the reasons I have an 86% closing rate is that I don't use that until I know what the answer is going to be. I feel when I'm working with a customer on the phone, in person, whatever, I feel an atmospheric pressure change when you buy. Atmosphere is like somebody, you're sitting in a room and somebody opens a door behind you and you can feel the difference in the atmosphere, the pressure in the room. That's what I feel when I'm talking to somebody. Then and only then do I say, Andy, based on what we've discussed, here's what I suggest we do. Blah, 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 blah. Fair enough. And the other thing is to always keep in mind what you're selling at any given point. If I arrive at your door, God forbid, with a vacuum cleaner, I'm not there to sell you a vacuum cleaner at that moment. I'm there to sell you Bengay. And I keep that firmly in mind. We might not even talk about vacuum cleaners for several minutes. I've been in situations where I didn't discuss the product for an hour, whatever the product was. But when I'm ready, I'm maneuvering. My next sale is to get in a position where I can say to you, justifiably, based on what we've discussed, here's what I suggest we do. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is I figured it up the other day and I was looking for my note and I can't find it. But anyway, I figured that I have done, given probably 7 days a week for 52 years, five sales presentations a day of some kind to somebody. Now, that includes group presentations of 1,000 maybe on one day and none on some other day and so on. But it's got to have averaged out to five a day, 7 days a week for 52 years with an 86% closing rate. More towards the end. But somebody said, wow, that's great. You almost get them all. And I thought, I ought to figure that out. And I figured it out. What it means is, and somebody can check my math and correct me. I remember it had a 3 in it. I said, what it really means is 33,000 or whatever it is, people have listened to my presentation, magnificent as it was, and then said, no, thank you. You were talking about, you know, not being able to stand rejection. Well, if 33,000 people tell you no, thank you, that'll tend to wear you down. What I work with, though, is my overall average, because it also means that whatever that comes to, 250,000 people have said yes. So that keeps me going. Always remember what you're selling. Let me give you a quick example. This is somewhat off the subject, but I have a client now, and he has a gatekeeper that is known in the industry, he's in the investment banking business, as a killer. I mean, you don't get past her. Not at all, ever do you get past her unless she believes that you're the very best thing that she can bring to her boss. And they work with for 15 years. He told me the other day, if she retires, he's going to retire because she knows more about the business than he does. I mean, she is a lovely lady, but as a doorkeeper, she's a tyrant. So I figured, even though he and I have been friends for several years, she can always mess you up. The person who controls the door has the ability to say no before you get to your good friend to hear a yes. So I was visiting their office. I'm walking down a little breezeway into a courtyard outside of his office, and I see a squirrel sitting up on a railing, and the squirrel is eating a soda cracker. I know in my heart the squirrel didn't find the soda cracker up in a tree somewhere. So somebody gave him the soda cracker. Right. So I said, oh, that's a cute little squirrel. What's he doing? They said, oh, that's Jennifer's squirrel. She puts stuff out for him every day. And I said, really? So I went in, went through the pleasantries and so on, and got past her mainly because I was walking with the boss, got into his office and so on. But I made a little note in my ever-present memo pad in my pocket, Jennifer/squirrel. When I got home, I went to our local feed store and got a 20-pound bag of gourmet squirrel food. I don't know if you knew that there was such a thing.
No, I didn't gourmet.
Yeah. Gourmet squirrel food, a little dish to put it in because this poor squirrel was eating out of his hand on a railing. I thought he needed a dish. And I got her a coffee cup that said Squirrel Whisperer on it. And sent it all to him first class mail, and I mailed it to Buddy the Squirrel, that's the company name and so on, not her name. So I knew when she got it because of tracking. I knew when she had it 10 minutes after she got it. 20 minutes after she got it, my phone rang, A, to thank me for remembering Buddy the Squirrel and giving him food and her a coffee cup and him a dish, and to say, I want you to understand, anything you need, anything, you call me, and wow, and I will get it handled for you. Now, I got $20, maybe $30, counting shipping, invested in squirrel food, a coffee cup, and a dish, and priority mail. And now I've broken through the toughest gatekeeper on the planet. Why? Because I'm a master closer and sales infiltrator. I'm always looking for that crack in the dike, and there's always one.
Man, that it's all about, you know, building the relationships with the right people, and that is that's a classic, Ben. I mean, that's something that people who are listening to this can definitely benefit from, use themselves, like today. so thank you.
Just find a crazy receptionist with a squirrel.
Right.
I mean, that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do, and you're in.
Oh, man, that's great. So before we turn out the lights here, Ben, where can you give us that link again? Because that was not really generous of you to offer that, and I think everyone listening should get that, the book. So,
well, thank you. First of all, go to my website and sign up so we can stay in touch. And if I do a seminar near you, we'll tell you automatically about it and so on. That website is BFG3.com. B as in Ben, F as in Frank, G as in Gay, the numeral 3.com. And you can even buy products there. However, you'll pay more there than at the site I gave you before, which is an eBay site done by a friend of mine. That site is stores, stores.ebay.com/ Ronzoni Books, RONZONEBOOKS. It comes with the same guarantees. Everything they sell, they bring to me to have me sign it and date it and so on. So nothing changes except your price goes down.
Okay. And on your site, bfg3.com, people can sign up for your newsletter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just get on the list and anything. I don't bug people every few minutes, but probably monthly you'll hear something from the people who are on there now are about to get a reminder that they're free to list their websites and what they do and all for all my people. I do that every month, once a month. And when you and I are off the phone, I'm sending out that thing. If they were already registered, they would get that. And that enables you to put, you know, Andy O'Brien, here's what I do. Here's my website. Da, 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 da. No cost, no obligation, no affiliate relationship. Just something I like to do to keep people in touch.
Man, that is really nice. I'm actually going to check that out myself. So thank you. And Ben, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And the people listening to this who are, you know, trying to build their business up and make sales and do this the right way instead of, you know, trying to just wing it, I'm sure we'll glean a lot of wisdom from this session. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy. It's a real honor and a pleasure. Let me know anytime you need me back.
Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.